Let's take our Bibles tonight for a few moments, if we will, please. Turn to the book of Daniel, chapter number 1. In verse number 8, the Word of God reads, "But Daniel purposed," and I like that word, purposed, "Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Heavenly Father, I pray you'll bless the message. It'll be brief. And I pray that we would take just a few moments as we investigate truth from thy word that would help us this summer as we face different challenges, different temptations, different issues. I pray that God's word tonight would be applicable to every situation and that we would take the word of God with us this summer, and may it change us and mold us and make us more into the image of Jesus Christ. In thy name we pray. Amen. I love the verse where it reads in verse number 9, "Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs." I want your church to be favored by God. I want Lancaster Baptist Church to be favored by the Lord. I see Brock and Ashley and love them very much and good to see them. They're still all snuggled up like they were when they were dating. When they were getting engaged. And then I see other young people from the college, Raphael and Kara and others that have been such a great blessing. And I pray that God favors these young people. I want God to favor our children. We have two children. Todd is 35 years old. He's a youth pastor over in Kerwinsville, Pennsylvania, up in the hills of Pennsylvania. Our son Joey has been here. Joey is now pastoring in Blissville, Michigan. Took a wonderful church there in a little village in Blissville, Michigan. He loves the people and they'll love him. And I pray that God would favor their ministries. I looked at the sheet on the prayer sheet tonight, and the churches that have been planted right out of Heritage and Pastor Edwards' son. I pray that God would favor him down there in North Carolina. We've been to his church, doing a wonderful, powerful work. Last Sunday, we were with Brother Hastings down at Mechanicsville, Virginia. And such a tremendous spirit. And he has such a great spirit about him. And I pray that God would bless Pastor Hastings and Heather and those beautiful children down there. And every one of us in this room tonight would ask God to favor us, right? Right? It's okay if we talk to each other, isn't it? I want God to favor you. I want God to favor our marriage. Rhea and I have been married 41 years. 41 years. And God has been good to us and given us children and 6 grandchildren and 1 on the way. And I said so often that when we began dating way back yonder at down at Tennessee Temple College in the 60s, in the late 60s, and she and I fell in love and we sat down, we got engaged, and we determined that we would never say some things. We would never bring up the word divorce, but on 3 occasions she's brought up the word murder. So pray for her. And because I know I'm a handful. I may be 65, but when I say I want my later years to be my greater years, I'm as serious as I can get. I don't want to get old crusty and old musty. You know, I'm trying to take care of my health. I'm only drinking. I'm down to about 15 cups of coffee a day now, and you know, taking it intravenously. You know, and God's been good to me, and God's been good to my wife, and I'm asking the Lord to favor our ministry. I'm as serious as I've ever been in my life. You know what, young people, I'm going to get to the thoughts in a moment from God's word, but when I think of young people today, there's no way that you and I can compete with an iPod or with a cell phone, much less a computer. When a computer can bring everything up under the sun, everything, and with a touch, just with the touch, we can't compete with that. So the only thing that I've got going for me must be my authenticity. Being a real Christian. At work, at play, at home, behind closed doors, in the van, in the car, what I'm reading privately, what I'm looking at privately. That's what young people need to see today. They need that desperately. West Coast Baptist College, young people. There's such a diversity in young people today. Many come to us that have been in the church like this. Others come to us that have just trusted the Lord. Many come from very solid homes. Other young people come from splintered and fractured and homes that have been broken all to smithereens. And God's been good to us. And I'm praying that God would favor, But there's a price tag when you pray, God, would you favor my family? God says, I would love to favor you, but there are some prerequisites to favor. They're prerequisites. And before the summer began, I wrote down a few thoughts that I asked the Lord, help me with these thoughts as I look at the life of Daniel. But Daniel purposed in his heart. He was a special young man, along with the others. Very special, a chosen, a young man without blemish, well-favored, skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge. He understood science. He was a brilliant young man, a special young man. A young man that we pray, young men like this will come to our college, and every college like ours prays for young people to come to their college like Daniel. But Daniel was all alone. But he had discipline and character and enough grit about him, enough grit about him, that he made some big, big decisions. And he said, I'm going to purpose in my heart. And that's the place it must begin. Not here, because we'll change our minds very quickly, but in our hearts. And young people need to see today, those of us who are 65 and older, men with a fighting heart for the Lord Jesus Christ, a fighting heart for soul winning, a fighting heart for standards, a fighting heart for the Word of God, a fighting heart for the old-fashioned family values. Can I get an amen? A fighting heart. And we're looking all around us, and same-sex marriage people are fighting. The homosexual crowd is fighting. The crazy, wacky Washington crowd, forgive me, they're fighting. Then let's fight. Then why don't we fight? I mean, I've got the answer. I've got something to really fight for. The honor of America, the Heritage Baptist Church. The word heritage means something here. It means something. Somebody thought about deeply the name for this church before she was ever established. Heritage Baptist Church. And you and I have a great heritage tonight. May we never lose it. So we must purpose in our heart to do some things. We must make some big decisions, I believe. Look for a moment at Romans, the very familiar book of Romans, chapter number 12, verses 1 and 2. Now, what must we do? Give me about five, no more than 10 more minutes, please, and we'll go out to the table, and we'll meet you and meet the missionary and shake his hand, and hopefully some folks will be real kind to him and be a blessing. I want to be a blessing to him. And then we're going to go get some ice cream, somebody said. Man, that's going to be about as good as it gets. You know, and we went to the Cracker Barrel tonight. They don't have, you know, California is literally the land of the nuts and the fruits and everything. It really is. No Cracker Barrels in California. How wicked is that? That is so sinful. I'm telling you, there are no Cracker Barrels in California. We have to come all the way to Washington, D.C. to go to the Cracker Barrel. Just about. But it's worth it. Amen. I mean, the food was so good about halfway through, I just started rubbing it all over my head. I was so excited about being there. It is so good. I just love it. I just love it. And Raphael and Kara said that they knew an ice cream place after church. And I said, bring it. Bring it on. I told you I'm working on my health, okay? Romans chapter 12. Paul writes, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. That's us. That's the Wednesday night crowd. That's the Wednesday night church folks. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, what? That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Living, that means alive. That means that Jesus Christ needs to be seen in my life. I need to be alive. Alive. We told the girls, boy, when you get up there, smile big and pretty. Look alive. Look alive. Get up there and just grin like possums chewing razor blades, man. I mean, look alive. Look alive. And Christians need to look alive today. We need to look alive. We need to look like, hey, I've got something in my heart. I've got something that everyone else needs. I have the Lord Jesus Christ. Heaven is my eternal destination. I don't have to worry about hell one iota. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but here it is, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There it is. Renewing of your mind. Today we've been desensitized to sin. We've been lulled to sleep by sin on the internet. Lull right to sleep. Television, lull. We tolerate stuff today that my daddy would have knocked me from here to California for. My daddy would have knocked me clean out of my socks over stuff that we tolerate today in lieu of, oh, that's all right. That's just television. If you and I are going to be Daniel-like with a purpose, may I challenge each one of us tonight in the renewing of our minds. It's a very private thing. Some of you have been to Lancaster. There are three reasons why you come to Lancaster. Number one, the Lancaster Baptist Church. Thank the Lord for 25 unbelievable years of ministry there in Dr. Paul's Chapel. Just miraculous. Of all, the least likely place that you'd think of a church like that is there. God has been good. Lancaster Baptist Church. The second reason you'd come is West Coast Baptist College, the miracle college in the desert. And the third reason, and the only other reason you'd come to Lancaster, California, is we have a new super Walmart. And that's it. Otherwise, stay here, man. It's nice here, okay? I'm telling you, that's just about it. And God's been good to us, but those who've been out there, there are some places I'll go every once in a while for a renewing of the mind. Just the Lord in me, in my car, or maybe a walk. The Lord in me, a renewing of the mind. A renewing of the mind. Three phrases, and we'll go. What will help me this summer as I renew my mind to be a blessing to my wife, to college students, to the churches we go in? We go in all kinds of churches. We were in a mountain church in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, Monday night. Had a great time. My good friend, Lee Shelton. Brother Toby's going to come up here now and break the word of God. Someone needs to make a prayer before he gets up here now. And I love that guy. I love that man. He's a great mountain preacher, a man of God. And his wife, Sherry, just learned how to wear shoes last week. We're excited about that. We're excited. What are these thoughts? What are these thoughts? This summer, may God help you and me to have a glad manner. A glad manner. Thank you for laughing when it's sort of humorous, you know. Thank you very much. It humors me, you know. It keeps me going. A glad manner. May God give us... Oh, Brother Toby, I don't have a glad manner by nature. Well, then change your nature. Change your nature. Good morning. Hey, how y'all doing? Good to see you today. Thank you for visiting Heritage. Glad you're here. Thank you for coming to church tonight. At home, I think my wife looks dynamite tonight. I told her the other day, I said, I really like that outfit. Just a glad manner. Just a glad manner. The second thought is this, a growing maturity. 65 years old, but I want to have a growing maturity. Maturity. Mature. I want there to be a growing process to me. I've told the young ladies and we'll continue to tell them this summer and that we're not looking for perfection, but we are looking for progress. Nobody's perfect. But we can all be making progress. No one's perfect. But I want to be progressing in my spiritual walk with the Lord, in my marriage, child rearing, grandchildren, the Word of God, prayer, soul winning, giving, heart for missions, loving my church, my preacher, growing. We can all progress, can't we? And then, not only a glad manner, a growing maturity, but a grateful mentality. A grateful mentality. The other night, and I'm closing. The other night, a couple of weeks ago, all my days sort of run together. I wake up every morning with two questions. What day is this and where am I? every morning of my life. We spent the night at a widower's house in the Knoxville, Tennessee area, Oak Ridge. This man's house, I've never seen anything like it. His wife went to be with the Lord a couple of years ago. She had cancer, a sweet lady. Rita and I have known this man for 25 years, godly man. He's done very well in business, very well. And he loves the Lord. He's a giver. And a house of something like 6,400 square feet or something like that. I mean, there's rooms everywhere. I mean, it was a happening just to go in his house. And he's very kind to us. He did some things for Rita and me and for the young ladies. And on a day off, we got to ride horses. I hate horses with a passion. I wanted to kill mine so bad. And he almost killed me. And then what else we do, honey? Yeah, zip lining. How many of you have ziplined? A 65-year-old zipliner. I ain't never going to do that again. All the way hanging on a thing, I was going, I'm coming home, coming home. I scared half to death. My wife just jumped out there and went across there screaming bloody murder like she's going to heaven or somewhere. Yeah, she's having a good time, and I just, oh, help. You know, my idea of roughing is Red Roof Inn, you know. And then the next day, he sent us whitewater rafting. Unbelievable. You know, that was a happening, man. We had a great time doing that stuff. Well, they did. I had a great time watching them have a great time. We get ready to go the next morning. And he's a chef. He likes to cook. He fixed us a gourmet breakfast. Unbelievable. We got ready to leave. And I walked out to put something in the van. And this incredibly giving man had gone out that morning and washed our van. Washed our van. And that's a sign of greatness. And people, I wonder why he's so happy. Because he's got all that money. Well, yeah. Absolutely. That money wouldn't make me happy. Well, you know, I'd like to try one time, you know. Just try me. Yeah, that's part of it. God's been good to him. But I knew him when he was destitute. I knew him 25 years ago when he had nothing. Nothing. He had nothing. He had nothing. Nothing. And he's the same guy. He's the same guy then that he is today. Those kind of people can really encourage others, can't they? With their spirit and their grateful attitude. And then, to contrast that whole thing, Monday night we were in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. And there were 25 or 30 folks maybe in church that night. But I love it. Way back up there in the Evergreens. There's a man named Edgar. Got saved 8 years ago. He's in his 70s. He's wicked. He was wicked. And he got saved. And he was building in his basement a place to get drunk. Play pool and get drunk with his buddies. And he got saved. And he converted that whole basement into a place where missionaries and singing groups and folks like us can come and stop and stay. He's never driven a car. Well, he drove a car for a little while, but he walks to church. I measured the distance from his house up on the mountain to the church, almost 4 miles. He's happy out of his mind. He's happy. And those kind of things don't come from self-help books. I read one time, Psycho-Cybernetics by Walter Maltz or somebody. And it said, you don't need as much sleep as you think you do. And I said, that's right. You don't. He said, you need about 3 hours sleep a night, and you can get more done. I said, that's right. It was a few years ago, Brock. I read that thing. I said, I got it, man. I got it. And I worked until about 1 or 2 in the morning, went home, slept 3 hours, got up. I felt great. Went back to work. I felt stronger than your dad, man. Man, I went back to work, and I was running around there and energetic all day long. And next night, I did that again. The third night, I did that again. And the fourth night, The alarm woke up, the alarm went off like at 4 in the morning. I sat up in bed and I said, "That's it, no more." I was falling down steps and walking into walls and all kind of stuff, you know. No, that's not the answer. Here's the answer. Here's the answer. I pray tonight that you and I, this summer, as God's people, will purpose in our heart that we'll not defile ourselves with the internet. We'll not defile ourselves by going and doing and whatever the wrong thing. We'll not do that. And that we will make some decisions privately with the Lord. It's between you and the Lord. Between you and the Lord. And that you'll do that and that God will help you. Let's bow our heads, please. Thank you for being patient. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I would ask that the church tonight just make an altar where you're sitting. Just ask the Lord to meet with you right where you are. Whatever need that you have tonight, ask the Lord, help me in that area. Perhaps you're discouraged. Perhaps you've had some adversity. Maybe there's sickness. Maybe there's disappointment. I don't know, but it's between you and the Lord. And right now, invite the Lord to help you in those areas and make some purpose decisions, please. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this church. Bless Pastor as he's away. I pray that he would be refreshed and revived. And I pray that he'd come back stirred to do more for the Master. Thank you for his wonderful family. I pray for his son's church down there in Matthews, North Carolina. Brother Eric Hastings has been on my heart today a bit. Would you bless him? Would you bless Heritage Baptist Church? Would you bless all the churches in this great metropolitan area that's soul winning and trying to reach the lost and building the saints? Thank you for these few moments together. In Jesus' name, amen.